One way to lessen the effects of climate change is to stop carbon emissions from getting into the atmosphere in the first place. Scientists are searching for ways to capture the gas and store it. But that emerging technology has been slow to get off the ground. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk looks at what Pennsylvania is doing to develop it and what obstacles stand in its way. She starts at Penn State University.
I am walking through campus looking for the building where I'm about to meet with a couple of researchers, and I think I'm here.
Hi there, so nice to meet you.
We all crowd around a table in one of the school's engineering departments.
My name is Tieyuan Zhu. I'm an assistant professor of geophysics.
I'm Eugene Morgan. I'm an assistant professor of petroleum and natural gas engineering.
I'm Sanjay Srinivasan. I'm a professor in the Department of Energy and Mineral Engineering.
We're here to talk about carbon capture and sequestration. When you hear people say clean coal, that's what they're talking about. It might just be the key to preventing a climate disaster if scientists and companies can figure out whether it works and how to do it cheaply. The people in this room are trying. They're studying carbon dioxide, the greenhouse gas emitted by coal and natural gas-fired power plants, and by industry. The idea is to filter out the CO2 from the rest of the emissions, then shoot it through a pipeline to an injection site where it's pumped into the ground. Here's Srinivasan.
It's not like there is a swimming pool where these things are stored. These gases and supercritical fluids have to migrate through very small pore spaces.
The hope is they'll stay trapped in the rock forever. Question is, what if one day the carbon dioxide moves somewhere unwanted?
It's really important to keep track of where the CO2 is in this.
Morgan says in places where this is being tested, carbon dioxide is often injected down old wells into oil fields.
Those wells offer a very nice pathway for CO2 to travel.
Potentially into an aquifer or back up into the air. Here's Srinivasan again.
Eventually, if you want to keep the greenhouse gas away from the environment, and if it seeps back into the environment, that's always a problem.
They're trying to develop a way to track CO2 with data from injection sites in Texas and Mississippi. When pushed underground at a high pressure, carbon dioxide forms small cracks in the rock.
I have a sound. Probably I can show you now.
So queues up a PowerPoint presentation and hits play. He's turned seismic data into sound to help explain it. Those pops indicate the energy from the carbon dioxide traveling about the fractures. The smaller the fracture, the slower the pops. The goal is to create a way to follow the spread of carbon dioxide in real time. Between Penn State, other universities, and a Department of Energy lab near Pittsburgh, a lot of research on carbon capture and sequestration is taking place in Pennsylvania. But on-the-ground projects testing this technology are located elsewhere. Some people, like John Quigley, say they could be here.
We found that Pennsylvania had several hundred years' worth of storage potential.
A decade ago, Quigley was Secretary of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources when the agency released several reports on the potential for the technology in Pennsylvania. Quigley at the time served in the Rendell administration, and he wanted to pursue what he calls a carbon network, capturing carbon dioxide from the state's coal plants and piping it to a site for storage. He knows that's a heavy lift, and he says governors since have not pursued it.
It starts with a demonstration of leadership and intent at the state level, that this is a priority, and then gathering these stakeholders and starting the really complicated conversations about how we're going to move this thing off square one.
The topic has not totally fallen off the state's radar. The state is in a regional partnership testing storage underground, and Governor Tom Wolf urged Congress to increase a tax credit for storage projects. Jared Daniels with the U.S. Department of Energy says it could make a difference.
There are a lot of people out in private sectors and private companies in the United States that are talking about it.
Because capturing carbon emissions hits a big obstacle, cost. Take, for example, the $1 billion project completed at a coal plant in Texas, the first major carbon capture system in the United States.
If you go out and talk to some of the folks that have started those first-of-a-kind units, they know that if they built a second-of-a-kind, it would come in probably 20 or 30% cheaper. Just because of the lessons that they learned building and operating that first unit for a year or two.
Given the price tag, federal and state subsidies have helped the industry pioneer the technology. Some experts like Ed Rubin at Carnegie Mellon University say tougher regulations are needed to make it more widespread.
policies come in two flavors, carrots and sticks. Turns out most people like carrots more than sticks.
That tax credit Congress passed last year, he considers that a carrot.
I think carrots are wonderful. We need carrots.
But he says we need sticks, too. Major policies like the Obama-era plan requiring states to dramatically cut emissions, or a cap-and-trade system, or a carbon tax.
If the motivating issue is climate change, we need deep reductions in emissions, not shallow reductions, and we need them fairly quickly.
Back at the Penn State campus, the researchers also feel the clock ticking as they work to better track the movement of carbon dioxide underground. Here's Morgan.
That sort of tool needs to be developed, approved, and field ready.
So that even bigger carbon storage operations can start up. Srinivasan says that's an important part of the strategy to combat climate change because the transition to renewable energy is slow. Flip on a light switch, and more often than not, that electricity still comes from fossil fuels.
In my opinion, I think these gentlemen will agree that carbon sequestration, especially geologic sequestration, is almost a must. We have to do it.
They're just trying to make it happen sooner rather than later. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.